You know, the legacy of Nelson Mandela is starting to fade in South Africa when his party, the African National Congress, and former and current presidents associated with it are in the crosshairs for corruption allegations. And now even South Africa's top official in charge of investigating corruption is in big trouble.
Well, South Africa's Constitutional Court ruled that the person in charge of investigating corruption, government corruption here in this country, has been dishonest and acted in bad faith. This is when she was investigating a case involving South Africa's central bank. And her name is Busisiwe Mkhwebane, and she now faces a request for her to be struck off the advocate's role by the Legal Practice Council.
In other words, the public protector could lose her job. That was the BBC's Nomsa Maseko speaking with us from Johannesburg. She says this case is happening in the midst of multiple corruption scandals in South Africa.
This could have serious implications against a previous investigation which she has done against the current president, Cyril Ramaphosa, in which the president has been accused of lying to parliament and for money laundering. Those are the two charges that the president denies. And just last night, the president held a press briefing in which he vowed to go to court and challenge the findings made against him.
So you mentioned the connection to the accusation she made last week that President Cyril Ramaphosa misled Parliament. What did he allegedly mislead Parliament about?
Well, the allegation here is that President Cyril Ramaphosa received a donation back in 2017 when he was still campaigning to become the president of the ANC, and that donation he received from a very controversial company which has links to Jacob Zuma, the former president, that has been awarded lucrative government contracts. At first, the president had said that he didn't know where the donation had come from, but when he went to Parliament to answer questions about this, he said that his son is the person that received the donation and that he did not receive it himself, even going further to say if there is any wrongdoing, he will take his own son to the police station to be prosecuted.
There's another corruption story in South Africa these days, the inquiry into corruption allegations against former President Jacob Zuma. What's going on there?
Indeed, there's a lot of corruption stories, making headlines here in South Africa. Now, the former president, Jacob Zuma, appeared last week before a judicial commission of inquiry, and he's basically accused of enabling corruption and awarding lucrative government contracts to his friends and close associates. And all of this is alleged to have happened in the 9 years that the former president, Jacob Zuma, was in office.
Is there a connection between Busisiwe Mkhwebane and the inquiry into Jacob Zuma? I mean, has Mkhwebane been investigating Jacob Zuma?
Not at all, because no one had actually brought a complaint against President Jacob Zuma. You'd recall that just a few months before President Jacob Zuma, or the former President Jacob Zuma, was forced out of office, he's the one who appointed Busisiwe Mkhwebane in his as part of his presidential duties. That is why some people believe that Busisiwe Mkhwebane, who is supposed to be politically neutral, has links to Jacob Zuma and is alleged to be taking instructions from a faction which is linked to the former president. But Busisiwe Mkhwebane herself denies these claims.
Nomsa, I got to say, from the outside, it does look like there's a lot of corruption in South Africa.
Exactly.
And the country's in the middle of a major reckoning over what to do about it at the highest levels. Is that the sense you get? And how do South Africans think the country is going to get through this?
Well, a lot of South Africans are pinning their hopes on the fact that South Africa's judiciary is independent and that whatever findings are found when anyone is found to be corrupt, because now there's a new president, whoever is found to be corrupt will be brought to book. Even Cyril Ramaphosa himself, when he came into office, he promised to root out corruption. And South Africans are seriously pinning their hopes that promise that was made by the sitting president will actually take place.
My BBC colleague Nomsa Maseko speaking with us from Johannesburg. Thanks very much, Nomsa.
Thank you so much for having me.